The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It took a lot of growing and learning and wrestling with God too, and wrestling with the emotions of, well, I thought this was supposed to happen right now.
Yes.
I thought this was a beautiful plan that I created in my mind.
Right.
And God was like, you're not ready for that. Mm. And so I went through a season of rejection.
Having her dreams crushed, Yvette Luna spiraled into depression. Now she points people to Jesus through her music.
Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I don't have any idea what you might be carrying in your life right now, what questions you might have for God, what you might be praying, what you might be seeking, what you might be hoping for, what you might be dreaming for. I don't know how many no's you've had in your life or people telling you it's not going to happen. You're disqualified. You're unworthy. You have nothing to give. And some of us in those moments will just walk away and never pursue a calling on our life that God has clearly put on our life. But I hope that today might bring you some clarification, might bring you some answers, might bring you something solid, that you would be reminded that God is in every detail of your life. No matter what other people say, may you always hear clearly the voice of God speaking into your life. He will always lead you to your final destination, just as he has done our amazing guest today, Yvette Luna. Yvette, welcome to Life Today.
Hi, oh, my goodness. So excited to be here.
You said this is your first time on TV?
Yes.
I'm so excited it's with me. So I want to introduce you to our audience that I know will be ministered to through you today. So give us a little bit of background on who you are and how you get to this place in your life today.
I grew up in a Christian home, and I grew up in a bilingual home in a bilingual church, and my family played instruments. They were worship leaders. They were pastors. So I grew up in the culture of the church, and I started singing in church when I was 16, officially leading worship with the team. And so the call for me happened when I was a freshman in college, and I was at a worship night. And I remember hearing God's voice so clearly, feeling his presence in a way that I had never felt his presence. Wow. It was such a simple worship night, too. Nothing for me to expect but just to be in his presence. And he gave me a call right then and there, and he said that I would sing for him.
Wow.
And I remember coming out of that and just weeping the rest of the night, so amazed that the God of the universe saw me,
and
he saw this gift in me, and he prophesied over my future, and he said that I would sing for him, and I felt his love like never before that night.
Okay, so was it smooth sailing after that, or did you have seasons of a lot of no's in your life? Like, I experienced certain things as well. Did you go through that season of questioning, or like, I heard your voice, God, but now I'm trying to find where I'm supposed to land. Was it an easy, soft landing, or was it hard for you?
Oh, it was not easy for me.
So tell me about that, then.
Yeah. So, well, it took faith to continue to not strive, but follow the plan that God had put in my life, and the faith to step out, even though fear can hold us back.
Absolutely.
And so it started little by little steps. And in college, I auditioned for the worship team. It took 3 years after I heard God's voice to finally audition because fear had held me back for so long. And it took a lot of faith, and I ended up doing it, and I ended up getting the one solo female spot. And it was then and there where I realized I only want to do this.
Really?
So it took me stepping out of my bubble, me stepping out of fear, and then trusting the Lord wholeheartedly, and then realizing, oh, this was his plan all along, and now I know that I'm supposed to do this. I'm called to do this.
I love when God places those callings on our lives. I think in those moments is when I also realize the need for God, the need for Jesus in my life, and that I can do nothing outside of his will for my life. When did you feel a deep need for God in your life?
Well, after college, you would think, I thought that life would be so perfect and my plan would just fall into place.
Right.
And so it didn't. And it took a lot of growing and learning and wrestling with God too. Mm. And wrestling with the emotions of, well, I thought this was supposed to happen right now.
Yes.
I thought this was a beautiful plan that I created in my mind.
Right.
And God was like, you're not ready for that. Mm. And so I went through a season of rejection. I auditioned for American Idol, and I went as far as meeting the judges, and I got a couple. I got a no, and then I got a maybe, and so I had to do it again. So I sang another song.
Okay.
And so when I got a no, it wasn't a no because you didn't sing well. Their question was, "Who are you as an artist? We don't know who you are." And I realized, I don't know who I am. So I realized after that, that the Lord needed to do something in my life. He was wanting to do something in my life to show me why I called you to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but I took the rejection hard, and depression sank in, and it became my story for I don't even know how long, but it doesn't happen instantly. It just happens slowly. And before I knew it, I was dealing with this.
Was the depression, was it because of the fact that you felt rejection in your life or unworthy or disqualified or not enough? Also, maybe not even like, who am I, God? Like, did you just feel lost or what was it a combination of things?
Yeah, it was a combination of all of that. I felt all of those feelings. I wrestled with all of them. And then I even got to the point, well, did you really say I was supposed
questioning
to
God? Questioning. Because the accuser will always get us to question God's voice in our lives, right?
Yes.
And then once we do that, he's got us. And then he's going to, ooh, this is easy. Now I'm going to throw this at them and this at them. And until you're at a state where you're so deep and so dark that you don't know how you're going to get yourself out of that hole in that pit. What did you do?
So prior to that season, I felt the Lord say, get off stage.
Really?
So I was leading worship and he was like, you're not healthy anymore. Get
it's
off
good.
Stage. So you have to be obedient to the Lord whenever you hear from him.
Yes.
Be obedient. And so I got off and my friend drove down. She spent the weekend with me and she said, let's go to church. And something miraculous happened. Not then and there, but it took a while. It was a seed planted for me to just be in church.
Wow.
I was so hardened after the months of rejection, after just feeling what is supposed to happen now.
Right, yes.
Because this was my only plan.
If I'm hearing you correctly too, it's sort of like we can have our own plan. And I think it's good because what does the Bible say that if we don't have a vision, we perish. We sort of like you die, you know? So you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a vision, praying for God's will for your life. I think you did all the right things. And then you're hearing from the Lord. And then something was happening in your life personally where he's like, it's time to move you into a place of wholeness and healing. I love that you listened, that you obeyed, that you stepped away from that. You were so smart to draw on community, to draw on your friends and your family to say, look, I'm not in a good place. I need help. So you didn't just stay in this place of depression. You reached out for help. Mm-hmm. But I love how God met you right there, exactly where you were, knowing exactly what you needed, but out of your obedience became the blessing of your life.
Yeah.
So how did you get from that place, hearing from God in church, to finally signing a record deal?
Yeah, so I ended up going to the church.
Okay.
And I went by myself a second time, and my heart was ready to surrender. And I felt like I'm watching the worship leader and the worship team just worship. I hadn't cried in a year, and like it felt like years.
Really?
And I felt the Lord's presence so evidently as I was desperate for him. And I felt him walk into the room, and I felt my chains break right then and there.
You did.
And I felt like hope walked into the room, and I could breathe again. And I felt him say, I am bigger than your depression.
Yes.
And boom, I was released.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What happened next?
Well, I had that encounter with the Lord, and so I kept searching for him. I kept coming to church. I kept growing. And I got into a healthy spot, and I heard him say, grow here. Mm. So I was obedient to it. I started hearing his voice again. And then months later, I felt him say, get ready. And I thought, for what? I've laid down music at this point because you've set me free, and I just want nothing else but you. And so months later, one of my friends was singing, had a show, and she asked me, hey, can you come sing an original song during intermission? Mm. And I was like, sure, why not? So I went over and I sang with her, and there happened to be a lady there connected with Nashville songwriters.
Okay.
And long story short, she connected me with them and started writing with them. And 2 months later, after meeting them, I got a record deal.
Okay. Has your life changed since signing this record deal? Has your music changed? Has your writing increased? What is God doing right now in your life through music?
My writing has definitely changed. I'm writing songs of hope, and my hope is that the people that have felt the same way that I have felt, the people that have gone through the trials, the questioning, my prayer is that they feel seen, but also they know that there's hope on the other side.
Yes, there's always hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're never forgone. There's always hope. And I love that you've actually, like, God wastes nothing. Mm-hmm. So you've walked through some really hard seasons, and God will not waste it. And so what is he doing now? Giving you music, giving you a platform to minister to other people that might feel stuck, that might feel disappointed in the waiting. But I think, you know, something that I've learned too, Yveth, in the waiting is that God's in all of it. So even in your waiting, God is still there. And I think sometimes that waiting can also be a protection in our life.
Yes.
If we are not ready, God would take that time to prepare us. And that's what he did in your life. He took time to prepare. You listened out of obedience, and he began to show you things and work in your life and prepare you for this right on time moment in your life. And I love that. I also want to tell you that I learned that you're a bilingual singer, artist, performer. Not many have both. And I love that God is using you in both. So are you singing both ways as well?
Yes, I have translations of my songs in Spanish.
Yes.
And if I didn't, my grandma would get really mad at me. So
would she?
Had to.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish. I'm fluent in both languages.
Okay, so tell me something about myself.
Okay. Tú eres muy bonita.
Ooh, gracias. Gracias. I love that. I love that so much. So you've got a song, Right on Time. It's one of my favorites. I absolutely love it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Right on Time came from me looking back at God's faithfulness and his perfect timing. And I've always been an impatient person. I've wanted God to follow my plan, but God was like, no, my timing is the best timing. And I have learned that his timing is perfect. And so I wanted to write a song about that and for the times where I will feel impatient in the future.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. I love that. Let's give a listen to it. Will you sing it for us right
now? Sure,
I'd love
to.
Absolutely love it. Okay, let's do it.
Right now, want that mountain to move. Right now, want that ocean to part. Right now, God, I'm looking for you, and I'm wondering where you are. But why do I worry? God, I know you haven't failed me yet. Why do I worry? You prove it over and over again. Every time, Jesus, you're right on. Right on time. Like a movie when all hope is lost and the hero comes and saves the day. That's who you are to me. You're never far from me, even when I have to wait. So why do I worry? God, I know you haven't failed me yet. Why do I worry? You prove it over and over again. Every time, you're right there, right on time.
honestly, I love that song. I don't know, hopefully you guys didn't all see me in the background. I'm just like dancing in my own chair and fighting because there's something about the message to me of Christian music, Yvette. And it's just like, I don't know. I can't help but want to fight for my freedom, want to fight for every good thing God has for me, wanting to believe every truth spoken over my life, every promise that he has for me. I'm in the moment and I'm fighting for it. Thank you so much. What a great message. What a great song. I pray that God continues to anoint you, to set you up in all the right places for success. In Jesus' name, Right on Time is a message for right now. I so appreciate you. I appreciate your music. And look, I know that there are people around the world right now that are in a season where God needs to show up for them right now, right on time. I know that it's urgent. I know it's important. And I know that together we get to be a part of that right on time moment. Take a minute and watch this.
We're actually in this village in Angola, bringing the stories that reveal the truth of what these people are going through. And one of the children showed up with a bottle of water that was just absolutely filthy. And they were telling us, well, they're getting their water from a well. This is what they call a well. And this little girl just, in her natural daily routine, she was coming from a village, we were here, she came, and she's now just filling up this water. That she's 6 years old. And her little sister are gonna carry this water back to their home, and they're gonna consume this water. That's what their mom's gonna cook with, it's what they're gonna clean with, and it's what they're gonna drink, and it's what they're giving babies. We've seen this in Mozambique and in Angola and all over the world. We see these kinds of situations. But today, here in Angola, this is what children are drinking. And this is what is killing them. This is what takes a life from an innocent child. Friends, this is 100% every day. This is life here. I know that it's appalling, and everything in you wants to say that can't be true. But friends, I'm telling you, this is it. This is what they have to live with unless we help. At what point do we quit letting people suffer? This is not an easy death. This is an agonizing death. And it's up to us to be the Jesus in the world today to them. Do we have a right to preach a gospel of life and a gospel of healing if we're not willing to even go to the distance to ensure that the simple things are met? We would all like to see the day that we don't have to do it anymore, but that day is not today. So I'm asking you, help us bring water for life to villages just like this all over the world. We know it works, and we can do it if our friends will help us.
My goodness. John could not have said it any better. I've traveled with this incredible ministry for well over 16 years now, and I've seen those very wells. I've seen the holes, I've seen the rivers, I've seen the streams, I've seen the mud, I've seen the dirt, I've seen the devastation, the contaminated water. They call it water, but they are literally wells of death. They don't produce life in any way at all. I've walked through these villages. I've carried the buckets on my own back. I've carried the children. We've walked to these holes, and I've sat there and watched them drink this sip after sip. And all I could think in those moments were, how long will they live? How long will they make it? How long will it be until hope comes for them, until a cup of life, real life, comes for them? Let me tell you, there is hope and there is real life. There is real life in the water of life. I love that our vision and that our hope is to build 350 wells this year. I have been in the very villages where I've gotten to go back and I've got to see that truck and that rig show up and start drilling deep and deep and deep until they finally hit water and it springs up. And you know what I see is celebration and these communities thriving and living and breathing because of the real life that's been given to them through this clean water. It is possible. We can turn these situations around, these horrible, hopeless, desperate situations around for so many of these people, these children, and these communities. And we can do it today. But the truth is, we can't wait. Just as you saw, we cannot wait. The situation is so critical right now that we get in there and we bring them water for life. So what would that look like for you and for me today as we come together and pull everything we've got, all of our resources together, hopeful and prayerful that we could do something to change this? Okay, it's pretty simple. For $48, listen, you can bring water and provide water for 10. For $144, we could reach 30 people with clean water. And if you could do today $4,800, you know what'll happen? You'll be a part of bringing in an entire rig, an entire setup, and drilling a well that will provide water for this entire village for the next 70 or more years of their lives, forever. That is something I get excited about, as you can see. So if God's laid it on your heart today, right now to give, don't hesitate, move, 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 make a call, go online and give whatever gift that you can give today to make a difference, to bring life to these precious people who need it desperately. Let's do it together, and let's do it right now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, now in its 25th year, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Word for My Day devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily reading, an encouraging verse, and a thought to ponder for each day of the year. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the His Word is Life tumbler set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with a scripture, will inspire you throughout the day and help keep your drinks well insulated while at home or on the go. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our beautiful bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Sometimes I feel like I just can't wrap my head around it. It just seems so horrific to think that this is what they drink every single day. To be able to sit next to a mother who is weeping and grieving over the loss of her children because of the fact that they don't have clean water, to know that this water is affecting their little lives and frankly has killed many, many, many children. We've heard so many different stories about that kind of deep loss this week. And the thing is, it's something that can be fixed. We can change this. We can do something about it. We could come in here with our rig. We could set up the drill. We could drill them a water well that within days would change everything, turn their little bodies around and give them life. To know that there's something that we can do together that could impact their lives, that could give them a hope and a future, something so simple as a cup of water that would bring new life to them every single day. That's something that I want to be a part of. And I'm praying that you see the same vision that we have as a team here at Life Outreach International. The need is great, it's intense, and it's urgent. We could do this together. We can make a huge impact together, but I need your help. I can't do it alone. We as a team cannot do it alone. We need partnerships. We need people that have the same vision, that want to make a difference. So please, if that's you right now, go to your phone or go online and give the best gift you possibly can give. I promise you, it will not be in vain. I promise you, it will make a difference. Let's bring them water for life. I hope you're going online and giving the best gift that you possibly could give. You must know that it's going to make a massive difference in the lives of so many children and their families today. It means so much to us and it means so much to them. Yveth, thank you so much for being here. You are so important in the body of Christ. I am so grateful for your life. I'm so grateful for your music. How can people find your music today?
Well, people can find me on my website, on socials. Okay. They can find me anywhere online.
Great. We'll make sure to find you. God bless you so much. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
I've experienced the greatest loss of my life, and then this happens?
Yeah.
Lord, where are you?
Healing what you can't erase tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.